morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop it.
All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
It's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better than
you. I'm still playing this in the background.
I'm not worried because I think that who did
across
this,
all 90 states
they need. The,
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh my God. Oh, my God, I pulled something.
Woo! My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, I hurt myself. I gotta hurry up.
It's fucking funny.
Are you happy, Mark? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered sorry. Him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still use that function on your smartphone. Today is Rocktober 26, 2016. It is 7:09 p.m. On the Beast Coast where part of the show is located. You could watch us live if you're watching via Facebook right now. Go to morelikeradio.com/live or click that link up there. You can see all our faces. I know looking at me is great, but you're going to want to see the rest of us. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
So she's here.
Yep.
Also joined because he was so great last week. People wanted him back. Kyle Johnson is joining us.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. I loved all that tech talk last week. Back from his sabbatical, Mark Ramcat Jackson. Did we get your mic working, bro? No. We put something on the screen.
Oh, he's yelling.
Oh, okay. All right. God
is dead. Satan lives.
Hail Satan. Okay, thank you, Mark. Hail Satan. Perfect.
The message of tonight, Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. That is tonight. And, of course, joined by producer Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
There's going to be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand.
So what's going on with Mark's mic there, Joel?
I couldn't figure it out before the show. We tried. I thought maybe his one microphone was bad, but just keep fiddling with stuff.
Yeah, I recommend the old-fashioned reboot.
Also, check if your mic's plugged in. You know, jiggle the wires.
That was the thing.
Listen, guys. I'm in IT, yeah. And officially, I can say you have to unplug it and then plug it back in.
Yeah. Maybe, that's my problem. I only do the unplugging part. Then I get cocky.
No, you have to plug it back in afterwards, or it's not going to work.
I get cocky.
Does it help if you blow on the end of the outlet?
It's not an NES cartridge.
It depends on how well you blow.
Yeah.
Do you lick it sometimes?
No, you never want water with electronics. Everyone knows that.
That's a strict no.
That's a hard no.
Blowing only.
Should I maybe dust it with some sort of baby powder to get rid of extra moisture? Dip it in rice. I hear rice.
You know that's a myth. I read that that's actually a myth. That doesn't actually fix anything. That if your phone gets wet and you put it in rice, it really doesn't do shit.
No, it does.
It'll dry.
It draws water out.
What they're saying is it'll dry out by itself over the same amount of time if you just leave it alone. And then you're ruining rice.
Excellent.
Find out if that's a myth.
I believe you.
Someone look up if it's a myth, and I'm curious. The country's falling apart, so that's good.
Is it? Is it just Obamacare?
The world, in general. The world.
Yeah, I hear this this go-around for 2017. Insurance is not looking too good.
Yeah, apparently the Affordable Care Act prices are going to be...
More like the Unaffordable Care Act, am I right?
Are going to be going up, but I have here somebody vandalized Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame.
Why would they do that?
With a sledgehammer.
Did they play the music song called The Sledgehammer?
Peter Gabriel song? Trailed off. What's going on over there?
I was trying
to
remember.
No one's paying attention to me.
What?
Someone took a sledgehammer to Donald Trump's Walk of Fame star. They smashed it, and then they scraped off his name.
I smashed it good.
But, I mean, that's so childish. What does that accomplish?
Now he's not a star.
That didn't do anything.
It demotes him from his stardom.
And those things are meaningless anyway. Don't you have to pay money to have one? I believe that's how it works, right?
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there's Mark. I hear him. Hey, Mark.
Oh, holy fucking Louie.
What's going on, bud?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hail Satan and...
Nice. It was funny hearing Dutch through the phone coming through your microphone. It was really weird.
That was weird.
Yeah. Dutch was caught through the phone.
Is that what Inception is?
No, it's nothing like that.
Oh.
Sort of like that.
Mark, I missed you.
Royce, introduce Mark and Kyle. They don't know each other.
Kyle, this is Mark. Mark, this is Mark. Kyle. Let me explain. Kyle's in IT, but the guy is like... a fucking savant when it comes to AI or any of that stuff, any technology
That's a dirty lie.
You're fucking smarter than me, man. The stuff you were spouting off without even thinking about it, and then, you know, I fact-checked it, and it was all legit, so...
Okay, so I should say, I, for one, welcome our Kyle overlords.
Yes.
By the way, you got your microphone on your computer and not coming out of your board. Switch your microphone setting in Skype, buddy.
Oh, no.
This is fun.
What if...
Wait, whose mic's getting...
It was like me last week, so it's all...
Right.
Oh, yeah. Kyle fine-tuned his microphone from last week to this week. It's okay. You know,
with some assistance.
You know, you would think that if you set up your microphones once, it would be good when you leave it alone for 5 days and then get back to it after not touching it.
But you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
We can hear you through the webcam thing. Yeah,
through the webcam.
And you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it all. Here I am.
It's actually not.
I'm even wearing my smoke meth and Hail Satan shirt because it's fucking Halloween next week.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, have we switched from weed to meth now? All right.
It's not actually. You know what? It's not that terrible. It's all right. If we'll deal with it. You know what? People like us no matter what. That's what I'm figuring out. It doesn't matter. Kyle fucking had his blue mic set in another room last week, and then he realized I should probably put it closer to my mouth. Fucking! I just blew him up as a tech guy, and his fucking microphone sounded like horseshit last week.
He knows tech. He doesn't know audio acoustics.
But anyway, welcome aboard, right, everybody. Yeah. So what I was saying when you guys were messing around with the microphone thing, somebody bashed the Walk of Fame Trump star. They scraped his name off and they hit it with a sledgehammer.
But no one wants to go down that area of Hollywood, California anymore. Anyways. It's not a good place
to
be.
No, it's not. Have you guys ever been there? Have you guys ever been to the Walk of Fame there in California?
Yes.
Not.
How disgusting is it? It's like a disgusting area.
It's not that bad. It's really a matter of picking your spots when it comes to walking down any area of downtown Los Angeles so that you don't get harangued by homeless people. But they've got a couple cool shots. I went over to a movie shop and had a bunch of memorabilia over there when I went with my friend Jamie a couple years ago.
I was going
to
say, how many years ago was this? How long have you been remembering the Walk of Stars, Star Walk?
10 years. 10 years ago.
Ten years.
I don't know, man. I've heard that. Right now, it's like ridiculously homeless people there. Like, it's really bad.
But before that, before today, it was already ridiculously homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Late.
Oh, no, obviously. No, my point is, like, again, we're doing fine. Our system is working fine.
You're good.
We're doing good. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I get why people are doing it. They're mad at Trump and... And honestly, you know, even it riles us up. But if we're being honest
I'm
with
not,
our,
I'm not that riled if up, we're
being,
actually.
If we're being honest, I think that the biggest reason why people are fighting isn't because people are so divided. As we pointed out yesterday in that Tom Hanks Black Jeopardy sketch.
It's because we're, so, we're so united?
People, it's not that. It's that the real fucking criminals here is the media. Because if the media wasn't hyping up how evil, you know, CNN, for example, how evil Trump is, or Fox, for example, how evil Hillary is, and they would people wouldn't be flipping out. Like, they rile people up, you know? The media riles people up.
No, even worse, because you're right. They rile people up. And then to appease us, they give a BuzzFeed article of why onions are gross.
Yeah. You got to balance it.
Which what color is this dress? Is it blue? Oh, is it not?
That's a good one. There's a new one out actually right now that's
– Is it two legs?
Is it Tom Hanks or Bill Murray? Did you see that?
It's like they throw a lot of scary things that aren't true in your face – And then they get you hooked, and then you just, like, it goes into a cat video. And then you're like, oh, well, I guess it's fine, because cats.
That's the problem when you have too much information. TMI, as the kids say.
Yeah.
When you have TMI, you don't have enough time to actively process it. You know, like.
And journalists don't have enough time to research
it. No, dude, but that was, like, back like, in the 1900s. You only had to do three things, and one of them was try not to die.
No, you actually know what the real problem is? Is that
according to Trump, Mexicans?
Well, that no. It all started when the internet was invented and people no longer wanted to buy
newspapers.
Excuse
me, Sir Al Gore invented the internet. You always give him credit when we talk about the internet.
When Al Gore invented the internet, no one wanted to pay for newspapers, which means newspapers lost money, which means they fired their journalists and now their social media managers are writing the fluff
pieces.
You
know, I read an article that I'm making up right now as we speak. Al Gore invented the internet when he got trapped overnight in a Chuck E. Cheese and he saw the series of tubes and he's like, what if it was information instead of vomit? And it was like, bam, internet. That's a fact. You could look that up. Don't, but you could.
I'm sure someone wrote about it.
Yeah. Oh, God. And by the way, everyone's saying Caitlyn Jenner's brave. Al Gore was the very first famous person to go from a man to an old queen. I don't know how he went from a vice president to now he's just old and sassy talking about the environment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just talking.
Yeah, that really awful gay accent.
Yeah, just talking about the environment. But I guess, didn't he predict it like 4 years ago New York would be underwater in that movie?
What?
Inconvenient Truth. He said that, right? Or something?
Something absurd.
I think I read somewhere that he's going to be the first person to become a billionaire.
I blame him for all the climate change deniers.
You blame? Well, here's why, and I'm going to see if I can read your mind, Kyle. The problem is when people believe fake conspiracies.
Oh, I love to believe
then,
fake conspiracies.
Well, when people there's so many fake conspiracies out there when real bad shit is happening. We just don't want to believe it. We blow it off as, oh, it's just a conspiracy. The fucking ozone's fine. You know what I mean? So
we can't filter out between fracking actually putting natural gas in our water supplies and poisonous algae from thermite paint.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, no, but I don't know, man. I'm turning around, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I heard Jesse Ventura on Joe Rogan's podcast recently. God, you know what? The guy is actually sounds way more level-headed now than years ago. And I don't think it's because he's changed. I think it's because shit has gotten so crazy now that you're like, well, okay. I mean, I get some of the things he's saying.
That's plausible.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I mean? Like that's the problem, I think, with conspiracies is that some of them are true. But if you start believing all of them, you know what I mean?
That's the problem with a lot of these people is that you either, if you're a conspiracy theory guy, you believe in every single one of them.
Right.
There's really no pick or choose. It's either, you know, one side of the fence or the other.
Yes, Marie.
So people who believe in like conspiracy theories and just all that kind of crazy shit, do you think they either don't do any fact checking or they go overboard and then absorb everything and assume it's all true?
It's like a sponge thing.
I think
yeah.
it's overboard. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to Royce's point about Jesse Ventura, though.
Back to you, Frank.
He was on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan actually gives his interviewers a shot to explain themselves without making fun of them. And I think that was kind of a flaw of us hearing Jesse Ventura through normal media channels prior is they made him out to be a lunatic, and so they painted him like a lunatic.
At the end of the day, don't get me wrong, I love Jesse Ventura impressions. I think they're hilarious. The guy really was a governor of a state. Like, you can't take that away from him.
And he was really a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, and he also was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right.
And he was in Predator, for fuck's sake.
That's right.
That's the count for something.
Hey, you know who doesn't have time to bleed? Jesse has no time. No time to bleed. So, but it goes to show you how crazy shit is right now. Like, I'm blown away. Dude, honestly, let's try to have a real honest question here. Do you think we need to change our political system entirely? Do you think we need to?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. 100%.
I already told you. I already Jesus. Mapped.
In no way, shape, or form does the political system created hundreds of years ago keep up with the current technological revolution.
I already told you my idea for the future of voting, right? I've talked about this before.
Oh, no. Is this another Marie idea?
Well, I mean, kind of.
Or is this an actual idea?
It's an actual idea.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know whether you have the time.
Or more of a prediction that...
Says the guy with the 50 glue trap companies.
Right.
Hey, that would have made me money if I was better with
this. This is not a glue trap system. It's... Well, as we gather more and more personal data on every person,
I like to say
information superhighway.
Eventually, big data will become a thing, and we'll have information on everyone.
Oh, it is a thing,
right? But it'll become a thing more than just the
medical companies.
Hold on, guys.
If we're doing tech talk, one second.
Okay.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the tech new set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Okay, go ahead. No, hey, the fart is not part of the clip.
It is now.
No, it is not.
So
do not add fart.
It is in my mind.
Don't add farts to my clips.
So we already have a lot of bits and pieces.
If you have a shitty clip, I'm going to tag it with something stupid.
Stop it.
Fair.
Good.
We already have a lot of bits and pieces of the technology that I would like to utilize to change our voting system to an online voting system forum where we already have the capability of doing a fingerprint scan so that we can validate that the person voting is the person voting. And we already can manage large databases of information. And what I think
it's 2016. We'll manage would be the correct word. Thank you.
What I think is anyone that wants to run for president can submit themselves into a pool where they have to answer certain
questions. Is it heated?
Yeah, it could be
Deadpool.
Heated.
Deadpool.
Okay. Deadpool. I like
they
it.
Have to answer how they would address certain hot topic policies, right?
I want to shut all hot topics down. That's my policy.
And then we hire, like, the originators of the BuzzFeed article, right? Jumble up all the answers and then pose the question to people as a poll with the response, like, you know.
Polish-American.
Like, question A would be the Republican answer. Question B would be the Democratic answer. And, like, just like how we already do those votes of, like, where does your opinion sit on the party lines?
And also, what Fraggle Rock character are you?
Right. We actually use those type of polls, but people go through it through the official process. So at the end of it, it says, you agreed with whatever blah, blah, blah said.
Yeah. It's that whole website I stand with.
Right. Exactly.
So you're saying we should have our votes based off of that.
Right.
You really think it's a good idea to have an online voting mechanism, especially when we just got attacked last week with the DDoS?
You're right.
I think is that more insecure than paper ballots. I don't think that.
Hammy says, I vote for pigeon mail-in ballots. I trust birds more than a computer voting system.
Oh, that bird better trust to my credit. Eric goes, is this Dutch and Royce or Hippo Juice? I can never tell. You know what? It's Hippo Juice. And
it's Wednesday. That's
how
you tell.
At this point, you're my friend, and I would hope that you
know. What's going on? I thought we have a rapid fire story type of setup, and now we're getting on to political stuff now.
Is a DDoS attack any more dangerous than hanging chads were 10 years ago?
Oh, Chad's the worst, too. Chad's the worst, too. He's always playing the first three chords of Oasis at every party. It's like, fucking stop, Chad.
The point of a...
Fuck you, Chad.
Come on, fuck you, Chad.
Wonderwall is not the best song ever.
Exactly.
The best point about my idea is that it opens up the voting to hundreds, if not thousands, of people instead of 2 to 3 options.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but online stuff will be so easily cracked, and before we know it, we're going to have President Cookie Monster.
I mean, obviously something's going to have to change. Like, that, there's no question about that. It's going to have to. By the 2024 election, stuff is going to have to be very different.
It will be. It'll be Kanye West versus Weezy. So Exotic 2024.
Yeah.
Versus your third party candidate, Royce Lopez.
Dutch Royce, yes.
Ramcat Jackson. Yeah. See the White House.
Okay,
hey,
well,
wait a minute. Where do I fit in with you guys?
You're Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Can we at least?
Oh, don't worry, Dutch. I got a bunch of positions for my friends. You guys get easy, dude.
So many positions.
Who would be the treasurer.
Treasurer would be Marie because she's actually really good with numbers.
Wait, that's actually not bad. What about we got Secretary of State. What's the other main one?
Secretary of Press? Press Secretary?
Press? Oh, we need a Press Secretary, you're
Mersh,
right.
Mersh.
I'll be the Chief of Technology.
Yeah, Mersh. Exactly.
I'll eat that up.
Mersh is going to drop an N-bomb at a press conference. I don't know about that.
Who's the Attorney General? This is what we should be talking about.
Attorney General.
If Hippo Juice was going to have a White House staff, who would be in what?
First off, my house would be, I don't see color, so it would be a regular house.
Hold on. Would I... Secretary of State, because I'm not very racially tolerant.
Yeah,
so maybe you should be somebody else.
You're the only one that went to Haiti to build orphanages.
You have
grew up in a multicultural home. So.
Even more so.
That's the point. You have the field.
I will accept your nomination. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
And guess what, Dutch? You fucking play ball for 8 years. Guess who's president next? You. Boom. You're already in the system.
Shit.
We're lining it up.
I'm running against the boys at Brainstew.
Yeah. We're lining them up. We're gonna fucking just. Take it up. Look, at this, here's a question. Do you think if Bernie Sanders came back in and goes, hey, motherfuckers, I'm running as an independent, do you think he'd win? Like right now? Like right now?
No, I don't think
he would take a lot of votes away from Hillary. I know that.
No.
Definitely.
What might happen when be President Trump because of that. But I don't know if he would or wouldn't, but the guy's got a following. I mean,
he's got a higher approval rating right now than both Hillary and Obama. So if you were to do it.
I think that would have maybe worked if he announced that he was running as an independent, like, quickly after dropping out.
Yeah.
But when he dropped out, that allowed enough time for people to kind of jump on the Hillary bandwagon.
And also, he doesn't want to die mysteriously. Yeah. He doesn't want to die mysteriously in an alley somewhere. Allegedly.
Guys, in the chat room, Mitch.
What did Glenn from The Walking Dead know about Hillary? I don't know, but I want answers.
I don't know either.
Go ahead.
Mitch wants to be head of the Department of Natural Resources.
I like that.
Hammy wants to be the Secretary of Defense,
because
he just burns everything to the ground.
Fair enough.
It's fair. And Maul wants to be Monica Lewinsky to fuck things up.
But fuck, Maul volunteers to be Monica Lewinsky. That's great.
That's very funny.
We will give you all the blue dresses that you want.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's a position, but sure.
Sure it is. There's plenty of positions. Cigar and the pussy.
She does a couple positions. That's according to Bill Clinton.
Oh.
I do agree with your assessment. Merz is too much of a hothead, so maybe we get him like whip. Can he be whip? Of our political party of choice, which I don't know what
whip those bolts up, Mersh.
Did we establish that Mark's the vice president?
Absolutely.
Yes. And I'll tell you why. I humbly accept your vice presidential nomination so that I can just do Joe Biden shit, peel out my Corvette, take illegal tours around the African American, the white Caucasian house. I'm
Triple
making money.
Massage everybody's shoulders.
Those onion articles about Joe Biden, that shit's fucking me, baby, in real life. IRL.
You know fucking Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he's like this crazy uncle at this point where he's like, I'm going to ride my souped up Camaro on the White House lawn. What are you going to do?
Trans Am, baby. Wear my cut off white Van Halen shirt.
I love Biden. I'm going to miss him when he's gone.
Biden would have won. If Biden would have run, he would have won.
Why? Do you think he was just tired of it and was like,
I think he was just like, I'm done. He just didn't want to. I think he would have won.
So hold on a second. At the end of the 8 years, because obviously we're the whole part, group is, we're going to get elected again. Now, Mark, would you be running against me in the whatever our party is?
No, we can't. You have to tote the party line.
And/or primaries?
Absolutely not. I'd be sick
and
tired of this.
Then here's what's going to happen. I'll run, but I'm going to have you be the second. I'm going to have you be my vice president as well. So you get to be vice president. For 16 years.
That's a good point. That's right. It's not illegal to do that either. Because it's
exactly.
Only president.
16 years of White House tours. Pocket money, baby. That's beer money. That's Trans Am money.
Mark gives White House tours in boxers. He's like, what up? Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
You know,
that shirt, smoke meth and hail Satan.
You know, normally I would not want to accept the Treasury position because we are in a terrible deficit. Mm-hmm. However, I know this cabinet would legalize medical meth.
No,
recreational.
There is no medical.
Yeah. legalize marijuana across the board, that's going to create a huge surplus for me, and I'll just be fucking Scrooge McDuck swimming in my coins.
Guess what? Guess what? Not only are we legalizing marijuana, we're legalizing all drugs across the board.
You get drug money. You get drug money. Everybody. We all get drug money.
Everybody gets drugs.
It may just be like Tenacious D becoming leaders, like the you old fucking trips who blocked its legalization. You're banished from the land.
And that's the other thing we're gonna solve.
And don't worry about Pfizer and other pharmaceutical companies. I'll buy them out with my drug money. I will buy them out.
And now it's a perfect time to implement our plan to stop overpopulation. If after the age of 21, if you want and you don't want to have kids, if you get a vasectomy, you get a free flat screen.
Why after 21?
Well, so you have enough time to make sure you don't make the wrong decision.
I think at 18 you can start
making
that decision.
When you're 18, if you want to go get a voluntary vasectomy, you get a free flat screen TV.
Voluntary vasectomies. That I've been preaching that for years.
And you get a free flat screen TV if you do it, or money equivalent.
I have no problem with my tax dollars paying
absolutely
for voluntary.
Think about it. How great would that be?
That's something I could get behind.
Then only the people that really want kids are going to have them.
Exactly.
You know? Yep.
And then
we are going to have, we talked about this last week, we're going to have an overpopulation problem in the next 20 years with just the fact that everybody's living longer.
I don't think so.
We have an overpopulation problem now.
Oh, we do now. I'm just saying it's going to be a real problem.
Yeah, look at China.
Tech will advance quickly enough to support all the population quicker than the human race will actually expand.
Okay, but I don't need you bringing logic to my
story. I'm just saying.
Let me have my pedestal stand on for 5 seconds, Kyle.
That's right. Kyle and I are in the same agreement. We are a virus with shoes. And
you
like
can
a
take
virus
your realism and go fuck yourself with it. I want to live in my fantasy world for 5 seconds.
The moment we replicate We do virtual sex where it feels just like sex. That's how we solve the population problem.
I would have virtual sex with you, Royce.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Let's have real sex first just so we can compare it a scientific basis.
Yeah, well, we need it for science.
Right. You need – what's it called? The control. You need a control.
Exactly. You will be my control.
From the UN.org, this was back in 2015, the world population is projected to reach 9.7 billion in 2050.
Wow.
Yep.
What are we sitting at now?
7.3 billion.
And then by 2030, it'll be 8.5 billion, and then 9.7 billion by 2050. And then in 2100, it'll be 11.2 billion.
I think the Earth is going to take care of that. It has a way of cleansing itself every once in a while where there's going to be some sort of horrible disease that's going to wipe out, like, you know, half of South America.
Yeah, but hopefully
I think those population estimates are actually pretty conservative. I think they'll be higher than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not taking into account the fact that with medical advances, we'll also be stopping a lot of death over the next 30 to 40 years.
That's what Dutch was saying.
Yeah, Dutch was – we were talking about that yesterday too. Like people are going to live to like 120, you know?
Oh, easy.
But here's the point. And not even just 120, but I think you're going to live 120 with a great quality of life. Like it's not going to be like when you're 90 in the – if you get to 90 in the 50s, you're like, oh, what a lucky guy. It'll be like, oh, you're 90. You're still working, you know?
Well, yeah, it's essentially going to get to the point like 2020, 2030s where we're just adding more due to medical science. We're adding more to our life than we're actually like using.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So I think 9.7 – what was it, like 9.7 billion by 2030? I think that's like conservative.
And what about robot eyes? We're going to have robot eyes and what about androids? And
we've all seen Westworld now, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yep.
Right, Dutch? Right?
Dutch, have you seen Westworld? So God good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's fucking good. Oh, so goddamn good, Dutch.
I wanted shit. To hug Anthony Hopkins because he was so good in that last episode.
So please, I say politely.
Yes. Yes, please.
Don't get in my way.
Ooh. Hammy just shared an article that says this guy from Google thinks that we will be able to turn ourselves into cyborgs by 20.
Let me guess. Is it Ray Kurzweil? Ray Kurzweil. I'm guessing right now.
Yes.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil. He's
Oh, yeah,
he's
you asked me about him last week, I realized.
I didn't ask you about him.
No, Real Royce.
I did.
I know all about Ray.
Dude.
Again, shoving it in my face, Kyle. You know what? We have problems now.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil, Google's chief futurist, laid out.
Okay, can we figure out how you pronounce his last name? All four of us have said it differently.
Kurzweil.
Yep, Kurzweil.
I thought it was Kurzweil.
Kurzweil.
Oh, God, a gift. Stupid ad blocker thing. Come on.
I can't.
Listen, man, I have a total hard-on for that guy, so.
I'm not even going to try to read this Business Insider article because it's demanding that I turn off my ad blocker. Kurzweil's one of fuck you.
I'm sitting there trying to read it.
Fuck you.
Kurzweil is probably the best mind when it comes to artificial intelligence and when it comes to predicting technology.
Here, I pause my
I think, like, even Bill Gates and Elon Musk have talked about just how borderline prophetic he is.
He says that Kurzweil is one of the biggest believers that in the singularity, the moment when humans, with the aid of technology, will live forever. He chose the year 2045 because, according to his calculations, the non-biological intelligence created in that year will reach a level that's a billion times more powerful than all humans and human intelligence. And this is some wacko guy. This is the lead futurist for Google.
Saying. Yeah, this is the chief engineer of Google, the largest company in the world.
I believe that we
and he was hired in 2012 because of his predictions.
I believe
that's why
we will,
he was hired.
We will reach a point around 2029 when medical technologies will add one additional year every year to your life expectancy. But by that, I don't mean life expectancy based on your birthday, but rather your remaining life expectancy. A lot will have to happen in the next 30 years to make that a reality, but Kurzweil is in phase. He predicts that nanomachines capable
Raymond
of...
Kurzweil.
Oh, okay, it is Kurzweil. Okay.
Predicts that nanomachines...
Did you just put it into Google Translate so it would talk to you?
No, I just did the whole pronunciation kind of thing, and then it looked weird, and so I put it in the other program that, like, pronounces words phonetically, so...
Yeah,
Raymond Kurzweil.
So basically, and this is kind of like an episode. Mark, how up to date are you with Black Mirror?
I have watched the first two episodes. That's it. Because if you listen to the real thing that is on morelikeradio.com Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m., you would have noticed that I had watched two movies Sunday night that I had never seen before as part of Finally! And so I will catch up. I just haven't had time yet.
You know, this Ray Kurzweil guy actually has a Wikipedia entry. Sorry. I just, before we keep moving on, he has a full Wikipedia entry.
What did Kurzweil say?
I didn't say Kurzweil.
I know you didn't. I didn't say it either. What? I said Kurzweil.
Whatever.
What did Kurzweil do?
He has a Wikipedia entry just on his predictions. So one prediction, the age of intelligent machines, the age of spiritual machines, the singularity
what's,
is
what's
near.
What's a spiritual machine?
Okay. In 1999, Kurzweil published a second book titled The Age of Spiritual Machines, which goes into more depth explaining the futurist ideas.
He essentially is saying that at that point, artificial intelligence will be at the level – and have the emotional and empathetic capacities of humans to where they could be considered spiritual creatures. Yeah.
So they could believe in God.
And just FYI, this guy, you know, those are some of his predictions he's made for the future, but some of his predictions that he's made that have actually come true, like he predicted the rise of the internet and the need of search engines back in the early 80s.
Wow.
When people were still saying... Yeah, Kurzweilen.
Scott Weiland?
He predicted the date that the Human Genome Project would be completed when most experts in the industry were saying that it was still hundreds of years off.
I can say that I predicted things too without any actual backing.
He had publications and written materials.
Oh, okay. All right.
Predicting
so,
all these.
So by 2040, we will all be Stone Temple Pilots. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. He's definitely not crazy. I mean, he's accurately predicted technology for about 30 years now, enough that the largest company in the world hired him because of his predictions. So typically when he says things like this, like, it's not something to scoff at. It's because there's a lot of fucking reason and logic behind it. And if the biggest chief technology, like, people in the world are listening, like, probably there's some truth behind it.
Yeah, but...
Which is kind of what set me on my path of, like... current studies of technology.
Yeah, but right. Do you think that he's been playing some long con until we all believe everything
it's possible.
He says?
He could be Anthony Hopkins.
And then, like 5 years from now, he just, like, writes an article about a ridiculous thing that is obviously not going to happen, but we just believe him because his track record has been amazing.
I don't think he's Rick Lowen.
That could be, like, a total, and he's like, yeah, fuck you, everybody.
Like, maybe in 7 years, he's like, cats are going to take over the world.
It could be like Rick and Morty.
Kind of.
Hey, look, this is fine. I absolutely condone this because, look, if you think about 1916 to 2016 right now, do you know how many fucking advances in technology?
It's ridiculous.
Obviously, because we're fucking on fucking machines right now.
In different parts of the country.
Speed up. Let's speed this shit up. I want my fucking hoverboard. I want my power laces. I want your jacket is now dry. I want that shit happening right now, as well as some fucking brain hacks and stuff.
I'm already rocking the double tie. So
that's actually like what you just said is kind of the whole chief thing behind his thinking, right? Is how quickly technology advances.
The exponential factor.
The exponential, what he calls the law of accelerating returns, is why he expects that to happen so rapidly, right? I mean, it's like the exponential, it seems so small, and then all of a sudden when those doublings just very quickly shoot up, right? We're at that like little curve where the doublings in price performance of technology, information technology, are doubling so much so that, I mean, think about the doubling next year, and then that is going to be doubled, and that's right. going to be doubled. So like, by the 2030s, 2040s, technology is going to be fucking insane.
Like Royce and Dutch, I know definitely, and maybe even Kyle for sure, it's no huddle offense, baby. Let's fucking speed this shit up. I'm sick and tired of waiting around. Like,
exactly, man.
Let's get the linemen to the line. You guys are walking, and I need you running.
You know what? Let's wildcat it sometimes too. Who gives a shit? I don't care. I just want it done. Okay. Well, this is the other side of technology. My first virtual reality groping.
I heard about this.
Go on.
Last week I was groped in virtual reality.
What? Uh-huh.
Did you know that could happen?
I assumed
I didn't, but now I'm all the wiser.
Yeah.
Aww.
While visiting my brother-in-law last weekend, we decided to check out his HTC Vive. That thing is supposed to be really cool. That's the best one out right now from what I've read.
What is it?
It's like an Oculus. Awesome.
It's the best one, though, right? Out of all of them that are out? That's what I read.
It has like positional tracking. Right. So when you're walking around, it legit feels like you're walking around in like some virtual space. Right. It's pretty crazy.
Wait, is this a VR system?
Yeah. It's like an Oculus thing. While visiting my brother-in-law last weekend, we decided to check out his HTC Vive. My husband and I stood in his home in Redwood City. Okay, we get it. You took a writing class. It was my turn next. I glanced one last time around the room before strapping on the massive headset into a world more beautiful than I could imagine. Turning around
Avatar.
360 degrees, I reveled in the snowy medieval forest of a game called Quiver, where you play an archer shooting down the Walking Dead. After some instructions, I found my groove with my gameplay, my bow, blah, blah, blah. Get into the groping. To complete the reality of my experience, my brother-in-law directed me to the top of the higher tower in the game. Now walk off the ledge, he suggested. A few minutes later, I started a new game, hit multiplayer mode. In multiplayer mode, one real-time players appear beside you. Every player looked nearly identical.
Cool.
Yeah, with a floating helmet, a persistent bow in one hand, and another free-floating hand, keeping that free-floating hand in the back of your mind. So there I was shooting down zombies alongside another real player named Big Bro 442. Oh, I thought it was going to be No Scope 69.
Do you think this is made up? I feel like this is made up.
Well, this is a real site. This is Median. We've plenty of.
I mean, I know it's real. I've seen it on real, like legit sites. I'm just saying, I feel like that person.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Big Bro 244. Come on.
Yeah. The other players could hear me when I spoke my voice, the only indication of my femaleness. Also, you're probably missing all the shots. Otherwise, my avatar looked identical to them. In between a wave of zombies and demons to shoot down, I was hanging out next to Big Bro 442, waiting for our next attack. Suddenly, Big Bro 442, disembodied helmet, faced me dead on, floating hand approaching my body, and he started to virtually rub my chest.
Nice.
I don't like.
Stop! I cried. I have laughed from the. I must have laughed from the embarrassment, the ridiculous situation. Women, after all, are supposed to be cool and take any form of sexual harassment with a hat.
Don't touch my fake breasts.
No, they're not. No one stop. See, this is where you lose me, you fucking idiot article. No one thinks women. Well, I'm sure there's some assholes, but most people don't think women should be sexually harassed and then laughed at. That's not true. But I still told him to stop. This goaded him on, and even when I turned away from him, he chased me around, making grabbing and pinching motions near my chest.
That's awesome. That's so fucking harmless, and she's actually like, wrote an article about this.
Legit, it's a head. Like, I don't know if you played VR, but
it's just a head and a hand.
It's a head, and these two little like dots where hands are.
So you're basically grabbing at the air. It's just where her boobs would have been.
if she was like legit in the game, I guess.
Oh my god.
Emboldened.
So basically, from her vantage point, she just saw a hand grabbing at her.
Okay, yes. But let me point something out here. Number one, it's VR, so no one's actually getting hurt. Number two, she laughed, and then she made an excuse. Oh, it must have been I laughed because I'm supposed to. So she laughed.
So, okay, so she said, stop it, but she was actually probably saying, stop it!
She said, stop, I cried, I must have laughed from embarrassment and the ridiculousness. So she laughed. The guy probably goes, oh, she's laughing, she finds this funny.
Funny, right.
Yeah. So then, again, I want to point out, this talking about a virtual reality game, I'm not talking about in real life where somebody grabbed someone's pussy. Okay?
And this isn't even like a super advanced PS4 level graphics. Like early VR shit is... It looks like PS2 era graphics, man.
Yeah. There I was being virtually groped in a snowy forest with my brother-in-law and husband watching. Hot.
Were they saying? Did she say?
Yeah, I want.
They were laughing about it.
Yeah. It progressed, my joking comics toward Big Bro turned angrier, and we were peppered with frustrated obscenities. At first, my brother-in-law and husband laughed along with me. All they could do see was my flat computer screen version of the groping. Outside total immersion of the quiver world, this must have looked pretty funny and not real. Remember the little digression I told you about the 100-foot drop looked so convincing? Guess what? The virtual groping feels just as real. Of course,
if it felt just as real, if I were groped in real life, I wouldn't react
giggles. I don't buy that. I've been in VR, and there's like a lot of things that they look really cool. But we're still not at that level of where something.
Right.
Is
my
like,
point is, if I'm playing Halo and I teabag somebody. Did I assault that? You know what I mean? Like, let's say there's a version of Halo, but you have the VR goggles on it, and I teabag somebody. Am I really sexually assaulting them?
How is that any different?
But am I hurting them? Or someone getting hurt?
Perhaps.
But she was trying to make the comparison that, you know, the realness of falling off a cliff is the same as far as that goes. And you're wrong, sweetheart. No. You're just wrong. Here we go. Let's do an experiment. Royce, reach over and grope your wife real quick.
Okay.
No!
Just feel her up.
Okay, I did.
Do it good.
I grabbed her better.
Grab some boobies. There you go. Now, Marie, close your eyes and imagine, and Royce, sit back down and reach at her. Now, Marie, just imagine that he's doing it and tell me that feels different.
Oh, that feels better, actually.
See? I wasn't as experienced a player. He appeared beside me, ready to grope as soon as the zombie wave was over. I had enough with a final parting obscenity. I yanked the headset off my face and stood back in sunny, in a familiar room with my brother-in-law's home. What had just happened? I hadn't lasted 3 minutes.
My brother-in-law was actually been groping me for the last 20 minutes.
That is not good.
So I guess by her logic, since groping feels so real, then sex also would feel that real, so we can just forget everything outside of virtual reality at this point.
Yep. Hold on a second. Remember earlier we were talking about population control?
Yeah.
Once this VR it's legit, like nobody's having kids anymore.
At
least anybody with money.
That's exactly what I said.
The white race is really going to blow it.
That's exactly what I said. You literally repeated what I said 30 minutes ago.
Oh, did you?
Literally.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
I
Where's
agree.
The beef?
I agree with Dutch, though.
With what?
About what?
About the whole...
But I said the same thing.
Yeah, but he said it second. And I listened to the affirmation sentence.
I think mine was a little more, not a little more. It was worded better.
That no one believes that. What happened? I hadn't lasted 3 minutes in the multiplayer without getting virtually groped. What was worse is that it felt real, violating. This sounds ludicrous to anybody.
That man ain't ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
I got hoes. No, bitch.
I've got hoes.
And this says here, hotels, everybody, even the mayor, look up in the sky. It's a ho-zone layer.
So by grabbing them, they're being shown Southern hospitality.
Yes,
right?
They are. They're being showing Southern hospitality.
All right.
The public.
All right.
Virtual chasing and groping happened a full week ago.
Chasing and groping. Groping and chasing.
Hey, what?
happened a full week ago, and I'm still thinking about it. Well, probably because you had a deadline and you needed something to write.
Right. That's exactly
happened. You know that's what happened. Yeah. She was like, fuck, I played too much virtual reality. What am I need to write something. Oh, yeah, that guy, like, would he pretend touch me?
Yeah.
I'll just play that one up.
I felt weird about it. Making an entire – oops, sorry.
No, it's fine now. I've got hoes.
I've got hoes in different area codes.
Codes. I don't want to get kicked off YouTube.
No, we don't.
Well, actually, no, there's a shitload of these ones on YouTube that aren't the officials. So, by the way, that's the key to find out what will get you kicked off of YouTube, Royce, is if you search a song and if they only had the official one and nothing else, then don't play it.
Now the shock was mostly
one-off.
You
know what? There's a better secret, and that is YouTube actually has a search function for its copyright policies in the YouTube creator.
Now that the shock has mostly worn off, I'm faced with instead of with a residual question about the unbridled misogyny that spawns from gaming anonymity. It is easy to dismiss the most egregious offenses. Oh,
why
wow, someone
friends?
Has a word a day calendar.
Why have friends when you can have anonymity?
As the base actions
ew.
Of a few.
For all of our Finding Nemo fans, you would have enjoyed that.
Teenage boys. But
shut up, Marie.
I don't think
you shut up.
I don't think it's as rare as a few bad apples.
It's as rare as a steak.
How could it be?
Has she never played video games before? Like, dude.
Yeah, I don't buy her shit. I'm not going to buy her shit.
Any video game that you play, I mean, if someone finds out, and this has been happening since I first started playing StarCraft 1 back in the day, when people find out somebody's a girl, it's just a barrage of sexual innuendo and shit thrown their way. That's
wait.
The gaming world.
Hold on a second. Even when you're a guy and you're playing Madden, for example, or Call of Duty or any of these multiplayer games, like I'll just play with my friends here locally. I'm not going to go on the internet because it's, hey, what's up, faggot? You
yes.
want to fucking play this fucking game,
oh, yeah,
faggot?
Dude.
You can't play this fucking pussy game, faggot, and all this other shit. I'm like, oh,
no,
God,
no.
I just want to score touchdowns. I don't want to talk about that nonsense, whatever.
I got called so many homosexual slurs because I didn't handle my witch doctor correctly in Heroes of the Storm the other night. That's just that's part of the territory. That's what happens in video game world. She obviously is new to it, and so
my favorite part is when you're trying to play online with someone and somebody has their music playing really loud, so it's going through their microphone, so you have to hear their fucking shitty little Wayne track while all I'm trying to do is play my game.
Well, what game are you talking about? Everybody has a mute function nowadays, right?
When you're playing, that's my point though. You can mute them, but like, for example, if you're playing like a shooter let's say I'm playing Halo or Destiny, right? And somebody has their mic on and stuff like that. In the middle of the game, you keep respawning, so you don't have time to, you know, go into the settings and mute that person.
Oh, stop. Right.
Right. So all you hear, all you hear in the background is like a fucking shitty little Wayne song, and then them go,
Now you thought I was just 770 and 4
player 445, turn your mic down. Turn your mic down. I swear to God, I'm gonna zero star you. I'm going to.
I fucked your mom. Fuck you, bro. No camping.
I mean, can we at least agree that Ludacris is way, way better than Lil Wayne?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, by
okay,
far.
Thank you very much. Right, thank you.
What is Luda up to these days?
Fucking swimming.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
He's doing
this to early 2000s.
He's doing Fast 8.
He's an actor now, brah.
All right.
He's taken over the mantle that Ja Rule, which we should have been asking him, well, who should we be voting for, Ja? Please tell me, Ja.
Ja Rule, man. That guy was like if somebody – you know when they made the mini-me – of Dr. Evil, he's like a mini me of Tupac. Like,
well, Ludacris's official Twitter page says March 31st, 2015.
You sure it's not its MySpace?
2015 Ludaversal album available.
Oh, so, new album coming out.
No,
oh, he had,
Royce,
oh,
listen,
came out.
2015. He hasn't posted anything on Twitter. Well, he's still tweeting, but his little subject line underneath his account says, coming 2015.
Side story, I saw him 3 years ago at Bonnaroo, and he had two stripper poles on each side of the stage, and he can't be taller than like 5'6", 5'5".
Oh, yeah, he's short.
But man, he was getting it, and the girls that were on the poles were getting it, and he was inviting, hey, listen, if you're a fine girl, you want to come party with us and smoke good and drink good, then come on down. I'm like, man, I love Luda. Love Luda. So
that is pretty baller life. So that's living it up.
Do you want to stay on the technical
sure
run? Because you have a driverless beer run.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
from CNBC.
From Anna. Yeah.
What?
Budweiser is doing...
No, it's called America.
Well, Uber's new automated delivery service is doing the Budweiser delivery, where an automated car is delivery... An automated semi is making its first delivery. How far is it?
The semi drove... 120 miles.
Yeah.
In an autonomous driving truck, completing what's believed to be the first commercial shipment by a self-driving vehicle.
Yep.
Yeah, was now what was it like a police escort?
No.
Or
no.
They just have an insurance policy out the roof.
There is a video.
There's no what insurance.
There is a video.
There's plenty of
Yeah, I mean, you guys saw the video of the Tesla car last week, right?
Yeah, but now there's a video of a self-driving semi. And does it happen?
There's also, I'm sorry. There's also a story of some Tesla that got crashed, had some sort of accident, and the guy that was in the car wasn't paying attention, and he died. I think it was in South Florida,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was in Florida. That was back in like June or July, I think.
Look,
yeah.
Listen, but again, there's going to be mixed. There's going to be things that go bad. You have to wait a couple years. Yeah. Let them work the kinks out.
And there's also like how many people a year die from car accidents?
Well, Dutch.
Due to human error?
Like 12, I think, is what I checked last. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
This Anheuser-Busch semi drove from Fort Collins, Colorado to Colorado Springs, Colorado. That was its
track. Oh, hey.
It was your town, man.
It was in your hometown, buddy.
There you go. It's like, yeah, that's about a two-hour drive, I think. A little more than that.
That HTC Vive looks cool, but how isn't it like $600, $700?
More like $800 starting at.
Fuck.
I wonder if the computer got as pissed off at the Beltway traffic that I would get it.
Yeah.
So, that was a local joke, traffic joke. I'm good.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da-bop.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
All right. Let's go to break. After we come back from break, we're going to talk about some more stories that aren't tech related. We're going to talk about the human side. And, you know, it's nice to hear about awesome tech stuff before we go into the reality of what we live in. So let's go to break. Second hour. We'll be quick. Hit it.
More Life Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the
Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show!
Hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on the PayPal to donate to the film. Because we're still $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com.
Dude.
Also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Oh, that's a lot of people. Don't worry, they don't bite.
Watch out.
Hey.
Hello.
This is Ian. Ian, this is my crew from the LGBTQIA Center.
Hey.
Hey, Ian.
Are you going to introduce yourselves, or do I have to do it for you?
I'm Bethany. I'm a triracial cisgendered girl fag. I identify as pansexual, and my pronoun is she.
Okay.
Hi, Emerson.
Gender fluid, hetero romantic, demisexual mutt, and a redhead. My pronoun is Z.
Hey, I'm Rabbit, gender queer, tax attorney. I identify as Jennifer Aniston. Just kidding. V-member.
DX. Chinese Mexican agender intersex AFAB. My pronoun is they.
Okay. All right, is it okay if I ask a few questions?
Better than to assume you know the answers.
What is intersex?
When a person is born with what is typically perceived as both male and female sex organs.
AFAB?
Assigned female at birth. When your parents decide your gender without considering how you may identify in the future.
Okay, and what's the whole, pronoun thing?
When we talk about DX, we say ask them if they would like a coffee.
But there's only one of them. Her. Them. Fuck, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You'll get it. It's okay, you'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll dress up and know where to go.
Walking the streets. Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. If you want to call the show, or you could just be morelikeradio.com/live if you want to see the show. Also subscribe at More
What if they want to feel the show?
Also search for morelikeradio.com on iTunes, Google Play, and any other podcast stuff will pop up. Subscribe. There's a bunch of great shows on here. Like The Real Thing, for example.
Yes!
Very on mark. By the way, great episode this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good. I liked it.
Halloween-y episode?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very long, only because I don't feel like we can talk about horror movies objectively or respectfully unless we are going through the five that we would want to pick for somebody that does not like horror movies. And so I would encourage you to listen in regards to our five picks, which they're all completely different. We did not pick a single one that was repeated. We also talk about Black Mirror. We also talk about some other things that are coming up down the pike. And so we appreciate your patronage.
And it's the real thing, R-E-E-L.
And also it's African-American Mirror.
You're right. Good point. Make sure you check them out. I've seen you on your Facebook page there. You got some new listeners, quite a few new listeners that are commenting, first time listeners on your episodes. I'm glad they're liking them.
Yeah. Well, the Facebook page, we have a whole 46 listeners.
Bam. Hey, you know what? Considering you just got a title a couple months ago, you're doing pretty good.
And you changed your name. So. Yeah.
That's true. We did change the name, too.
That also occurred. But anyway, welcome. And like his page on Facebook. Do that so he feels recognized.
Recognized.
So what do we want to go into?
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
God damn it.
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them I
can't hear it.
Celebrate good Obama.
Oh, you are angry.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
I saw the talk, and I love it.
What'd you do?
I love how, since the other guys on this side can't hear my audio, that they're my song sounded so lonely at first. I forgot what it sounded like without clips.
I couldn't hear it. I just like, oh, we cut out? What happened?
I like money.
They're like, oh, we're playing the Florida song.
Fucking listen to me. I'm not doing that.
I don't remember saying that.
I don't either.
Ooh, look at that dick.
I remember saying
what
that.
What the fuck?
Just be like, hey.
You have a lot of clips of me.
Man leaves strip club, runs over own leg.
Or there is still no sign of the man troopers say was when he left an Orlando strip club, ran himself over, and then crashed his truck into a house. Driver ran off after barreling.
Hold on. I got to hear everything you did again. Sorry.
At this hour, there is still no sign of the man troopers say was drunk when he left an Orlando strip club, ran himself over, and then crashed his truck into a house. That driver ran off after
barreling. He's drunk, but there he goes.
That guy hit for the cycle, huh?
Barreling into the house on Old Cheney Highway overnight. Channel 9's Lauren Seabrook spoke with a simple woman who was nearly hit as she slept inside. And Lauren, this family has a message for that driver.
Ooh, that's a lot of time.
That Martha, they just...
Wow!
Ooh, that's a lot of time.
Go back.
Just want him to take some
driver.
One time delay. Two time delays. Three Tom delays.
Yeah, Martha, they just want him to take some
three
responsibility and realize that he could
have killed
someone.
I love her eyebrow raise. She raised her eyebrows like, we're about to start.
I'm
going to
fucking report the shit out of this
I'm
story.
I'm
going to
crush
this
story.
Report and just fucking smash it right into the ground.
I'm going to make it
my name is Laura Seabrook, but I'm really called Judgy McJudgerton.
And that son says the only reason his mother is alive tonight is because this ditch right here slowed the truck down. Adrian Larea shudders at the thought that just inches of brick and glass stood between his mother.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I get really excited when I see they're about to talk to somebody who looks like they don't know how to talk. Okay, hold on.
Living or dying.
It felt like a bomb exploding.
The force came from...
Oh, hold on.
I don't speak Cubano. Could somebody translate that for me, please?
It felt
either
like
Mark
a,
or Royce.
It felt like a bomb explode. It felt like a bomb exploding.
Wait, say that, what do you? Say it again?
Sure, I got it here.
Glass stood between his mother, living, dying.
It felt like a bomb exploding.
The force...
That's it!
It felt like a bomb exploding.
I feel like that these news articles aren't even real, but they've just, like, found the exact formula for local news, and they just play it.
Yeah, like, you're right. It's like a fuck... It's like the Pythagorean theorem, but for news stories. Because how many do we go through? We've gone through thousands of these since we've been doing the show. But it's all... It's the same...
Nothing better than the on-the-scene witness.
Yep.
Dude, have you guys seen Eastbound and Down?
Of course.
Dude, that guy reminds me of that, like, Mexican owner of the baseball team.
Yes.
You remember that guy?
Yes. Dude,
yeah. Yeah.
That's racism, man. I love to racism.
That's racism, bro.
I had that drop. I don't know where it is. All right.
Came from this truck plowing into their home in the middle of the night. When it hit, there was nobody behind the wheel.
The guy was drinking on the strip club over there. His first name, don't drive, don't drive.
Troopers say the man fell out of the trunk as he tried to drive away, and the truck...
That guy's eyebrows are on point, by the way. He gets his eyebrows done.
Truck ran over his leg, then continued in drive down the street, over the ditch, and into the home.
My mom sleeps right there next to a window. She would have been dead if that ditch wasn't there.
Adrian said...
But if you talk
that
like
dish was it were there
a dish,
but Dutch
that if you, dish.
A dish it was a fine china dish.
If you talk like that to make fun of him, then you're racist.
We're in trouble.
No, I'm not. I can do whatever the fuck I want. So can you, Roy.
Oh well, yeah, we're allowed. We're fucking brownies. We can do whatever
the
fuck
guys,
we want.
You guys get full.
Yeah, we get full access.
Carte blanche.
Hey man,
full access.
I remember a time when Pitbull used to drop the N-bomb all the time in his songs.
You remember? I remember. Remember N-bomb?
Remember Lando Calrissian?
Does the impact knocked his mother
out of the... Remember Mr. 305?
That's right.
...bed and onto the floor, straining her neck. He says the car was still in drive and smoking out of front hood.
More security, guys.
Oh, that's because Jamal left his mixtape in it.
She came running and my mom opened the door and they asked her, are you okay? Are you okay? My mom said, yeah.
Troopers say despite...
Wait. Okay. The World Series going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cubs and Indians, I don't give a fuck about baseball. I'm sorry. Go back and look. He's wearing the most generic Major League Baseball All-Star Game shirt that's ever been made in the entire of ever. Like, he probably made it himself.
What
is that?
It doesn't even look sanctioned. Like,
it's not.
It says, on a Starry Night Sky look-alike Van Gogh painting, Major League Baseball All-Star Game 2016.
Yeah. He's looks really high too. Am I wrong? Can you look at his eyes?
No, you were not wrong.
That's not sleepy eyes. That's fucking I took a bong rip before I came outside.
That's weedy eyes.
That's also why they're doing the interview outside too. It's like, oh, it fucking reeks of fucking weed in here. I'm just gonna do it outside. I'll do it outside.
Walking
out.
Despite any injuries he may have from being run over, the man who fell out of the truck left the scene. Adrian hopes they'll find him soon, so he'll have to own up.
Yeah, he's the guy who has his leg run, who has his leg with a tire mark on it. He should be pretty fucking easy to
find.
How
do you run over your own leg?
He fell out of the car.
You fell out and
he rolled
under,
out of the car, and then the car rolled over him.
So I guess he must have fallen out, and then the car was veering left, and so as he fell, the car ran over him. Because
is that the shot of the car he was driving? The truck?
Yeah, the truck went into the house.
Oh, that's the shot of okay.
That's the truck going into the house.
Oh wow! Yeah, straight into
the fucking. I'm surprised that house didn't fall apart. It's one of those prefab homes, you know.
What happened?
Really angry beast. He could have killed mom and he left. He didn't even take responsibility for it.
Want to try that word again, buddy?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hold on, we're going back to the reporter. She's gonna wrap it up, man. I guarantee you, I could put it together. I've never worked as a reporter, but I could walk in right now with a fake resume and be a perfect reporter because I know exactly what you need to do. It's the same thing.
Has somebody made a local news story video template where you just fill in the blanks? Of the sensational news, like you know, you have the hot. Over boob jobbed anchor reporter in studio gap then woman,
and the
woman on the scene
and the anchor man always has to go blah 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 like and then insert your own words it's you know blah 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 Hold on.
Can we predict what's going to happen with the rest of this formula?
I hope the guy comes back and hits her with the truck.
So, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. And then 3-second Tom delay. Then reporter on the scene where they're holding their microphone up and...
And then they're going to go back to both of them at the studio. The guy's going to say something.
And then giggle. Like, and someone's going to giggle.
You know, thank God everybody's okay. Yes, there is. And then we'll bring it over to sports.
And then they'll do one. Speaking of sports,
thank you, Roy Black on Crack in the chat. We might as well be wearing a generic shirt saying sports. Thank you so much for agreeing with the fuck I was trying to make a point of
fucking
before.
Sports.
Sports.
They do... the reporter on the street, blah, 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 and then like panorama shot where there's too much wind in the boom mic.
Yeah.
Then cut back where the audio is completely different. Then they do the man on the street interview where they obviously had a full 5-minute clip that they cut down to one sentence.
And now this last, there's 18 seconds left. So what she's going to do is she's going to go, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. If you see, call this number or call your local police station. Ba ba ba. Back to you, Tom. Let's see.
Adrian says this is the first time cars have come flying past this T in the road. He says the last time someone wiped out a mailbox, and he believes that time the ditch saved their lives too. Reporting live in Orlando, Lauren Seabrook, Channel 9, Eyewitness News.
You should have just said reporting live.
Well, I don't know. She didn't. Oh, they didn't go back to studio. We couldn't see. I did appreciate
that 5-second delay on the roadway to prove that a road can.
Yeah, this is a road.
Yep, this is the road. This is where he veered off the road.
Oh, that's grass. Okay, I know what
and
grass looks like.
And if you forgot, this was the ditch that they said saved the house.
Oh, thank God they had that ditch here because I couldn't piece that puzzle together. That was a mystery. I'm no Sherlock Holmes here.
And then the car was in the house.
Speaking of mysteries, it would have been like Robert Stack doing the show Unsolved Mysteries. Blah, 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 blah.
God,
blah,
I used blah, to blah, blah. Love Unsolved Mysteries.
Right?
That show was so good.
Fucking creepy as shit, by the way.
I know. What was the other one, America's Most Wanted? That one was good, too.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about dead kids or any of that shit.
It's Adam Walsh's kid. It's been a while. He's over it.
John Walsh.
It's not a way to get ahead
Adam
of
Adam Walsh was the kid.
Adam Walsh was the kid.
Whatever, I reversed it. I don't know. I was listening to Missy Elliott.
Reverse it. Thank you, Willy Wonka.
By the way, I was reading an article that in Miami, it might even be here, they released a thing of, again, every year we talk about it, parents beware for weed candies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the new razor blade in the popcorn ball?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Shut the fuck up, parents.
Put it in the chat room, in the More Like Radio chat room.
While he's pulling that out, yeah. The article Roy's pulled up was
phrasing.
pot tarts might be in your child's trick or treat candy.
Royce, this is for you, buddy.
Okay, you posted it in the More Like Radio chat.
Oh shit!
Or did you post it in Skype?
Kyle, I want to party with you, bro.
Yeah, man.
What is it?
Where is it?
Oh, you didn't see it? It's in Hangouts.
Oh, it's in Hangouts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We have like a million chats going.
It's not.
By the way, Kyle, the Universal is the More Like Radio chat.
Oh, all
right. Now I have to find things. Like, where did you post it?
Google Hangouts.
Post
man.
It in the More Like Radio chat.
Riveting radio now.
Okay, two things in regards to this whole pot candy conspiracy, this complaining thing. Is
posted
that
in the More
one,
Like Radio chat. Yeah. God damn it, Kyle.
Oh, I'm in there. It wasn't a picture, though. I was just like showing you on my webcam.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't have it open. Sorry.
All right, well, really then we'll go to my article. Will pot tarts be in your child's trick-or-treat candy? The Florida Sheriff's
Association. Okay, the answer's no, because it's expensive. Who wants to give their weed away? Like, this is so stupid. Honestly, the razor blade and apple or in the candy is more plausible because there's sick fucks
that
out there.
That makes sense.
But nobody that smokes weed, even if you're in a state where it's legal, you're not going to go, hey, let me just, you know, it cost me $200 for this, for all this chocolate. Let me just give it away because I'm an idiot.
It's like $10 for a tiny little piece, man.
Well, it's like anybody who's gotten like really good weed at one point, be like, do I think the dealer laces with something? Do you think the dealer is going to waste perfectly good piece on a joke that he's not going to witness? Okay, like, that doesn't happen.
Second point, besides obviously the
talk closer to your mic.
God damn it.
There you go.
Secondly, besides the cost, is that if you're a true connoisseur of the marijuana plant, the Beelzebub's broccoli, if you will, hashtag Hail Satan,
Lucifer's lettuce.
You're not going to share it with a bunch of randos. No. You're going to be sharing it with people that are like-minded and that are probably your friends and shit. So you're not going to be sending it to the fucking kids on the fucking street. Get the fuck out of here.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, every time you hear that, for the past few years, you've been hearing it ever since they've, you know, basically legalized it, you know, in Colorado and all these other places. But, you know, Zonka bars and Pop-Tarts and nobody's going to give away their weed. Edibles is expensive because if you make it yourself, it takes forever. But if you buy it, you pay because someone's sitting there making it. And by the way, what's the end game? You're not going to see the kid high. So what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
You're right. There's no end game.
I feel like I made that point with the PCP thing, no?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's just like, forget even dealers. Like, even if someone wanted to be a rascal, you know, like to play a prank, no one's going to give out pot
candy.
We
have a struggle with how expensive of normal candy do we buy for stranger kids that we don't know.
I'm not buying full bars. I'm not fucking Scrooge McDuck.
We had a full conversation about, remember when we were young and there was the parents that had the full candy bars?
The rich parents.
We're like, but fuck that.
Yeah,
like,
we said, fuck that.
Wait. Hold on. I saw this cartoon, this comic today, and it was this person that was dressed up as the Grim Reaper, and they're knocking on the door and they're like, "I'm not in a costume. I'm the Grim Reaper. I'm ready to take your children if it." Holy shit, full-size Snickers bars? Okay, you guys get to live for another year. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But it's so true, man. Any house with that had the full-size one was awesome. And then there was a house that gave out the toothbrushes. Fuck that guy.
Oh, okay. Since we're talking about it,
yeah.
What is the worst Halloween candy?
Oh,
I feel like we do this break every year.
I just said it
was still fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Because we had new people that have different opinions than us. So it'd be nice to hear. I've always said candy corn. Candy corn is the worst thing that's ever been created.
Yeah,
it is
Lewis
disgusting.
Black
it tastes like
that.
Garbage. I don't like it. Never liked it. I hate Whoppers. Suck my cock with those.
I could dig some Whoppers. Man.
I'm on the Whopper train.
Oh, you guys are fucking weirdos. Milk Duds could suck my cock too.
I don't.
I'll take Milk Duds too.
The generically wrapped orange and black, whatever the fuck they are, in the little twisty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those things, like, I don't know if they're like pieces of like bird shit that have been wrapped in those wrappers or they're actually candy or nougat or whatever. What the fuck are they? I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to eat them. I don't want to eat them unless they're in a branded packaging. I will eat Whoppers before those things.
How about those candy bars that are wrapped like in a watermelon wrapper? Those were terrible too. You know what I mean? Like, the wrapper looked like a watermelon.
Yeah, I remember it.
I think that goes back to Mark's point.
Those are strawberries.
I meant strawberries.
My aunt used to stockpile her.
I'm sorry, I meant to say strawberries.
Little strawberry, like where it was a hard candy on the outside, but it had juice in the middle.
God damn it!
Yeah,
I just delete that.
It's not even juice. It's syrup.
Yeah.
First off, I think it's pronounced scissor.
So there are certain candies that I do enjoy the taste, but didn't like getting because of the fact it was annoying to chew. Now and laters, sugar daddies, Milk Duds, anything where like it gave you a headache because it would lock your jaw in trying to chew them. I did not like those.
That's me with coconut, man.
Coconut locks your jaw together?
No, I just don't like coconut.
Oh.
You don't like almond joys?
Yeah, no, I hate them both so much.
If I had to vote for the worst, it would have to be
Necco wafers.
I don't even know those.
You're better off as a human being not knowing it, because that scarred me for life. It's basically, Kyle, if I can describe it for you. It's like it comes in this sleeve. It's like the thickness of that of like a Sharpie marker.
But think of sweet tarts.
Made out of chalk. That's basically what it is. And then you're supposed to eat it, I guess, without throwing it away after the first one.
Right. If you gave me a whole pile of chocolate Tootsie Roll Pops, I would use them as Lincoln Logs and never put them near my mouth. I hate. I hate chocolate Tootsie Roll Pops. Now, however, if you give me any of the flavored Tootsie Rolls, the white ones, the yellow ones, the blue ones, the green ones, I will eat those all day long. But there's something about the fucking chocolate Tootsie Rolls. It drives me nuts. It doesn't taste like chocolate at all. It tastes like garbage. It tastes like duty garbage.
Let me ask you a question. Oily. Has anyone been involved in a Halloween parade?
Parade?
They have
no.
parades for Halloween?
Yes, they do have. They've got parades for every fucking thing.
I mean, I've been to one in Disney. I guess does that count?
Okay. Our place that I work at, we had participation in a Halloween parade many years ago, and we stopped because Florida's fucking hot. Obviously, it's like walking on the center of the fucking sun when you're in the middle of October, as opposed to everybody else, where it's like 40, 50 degrees with a nice breeze.
I wore my hoodie today while I was raking leaves. It was nice.
Shut the fuck up, Judge. Yeah, because Judge, I know exactly what you. I want season. That right now. I want that right now. It's fucking fall.
Fuck anyway, you and your seasons, so, Dutch. Seriously.
So
I'll take a picture of it.
It starts. It's the parade starts at 1:00. And everything seems to be going fine. We're passing out candy to all the kids. They're all lined up in the city that we're, you know, located at. By 3:00, which is finally where we're finally done, I'm passing out chocolate syrup. Like, nothing is being collected. It's all, like, just, like, juice. I'm collecting chocolate juice, and I'm just kind of, like, scooping it up in my hand like this. I don't know if you guys can see my hand, but it's a cup, and I'm just scooping up the chocolate. Like, I'm sure everybody that came later and they were looking at their kids like, oh, what did you get? Oh my God, what the fuck is that? Did someone shit in their Halloween bag? What the fuck is going on? So anyway, don't ever do a Halloween parade in Florida in the middle of October. It's not
because you're gonna have chocolate syrup scooped. I still understand the point of your story.
Halloween parades are not a good idea.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to have a fucking parade for everything. That's my fucking point.
Excuse me, Macy's Day's parade. How else would we make humongous balloons?
Yeah, I think the only days where you're allowed to have a parade, I'm going to give you three. Two are annual. St. Patrick's Day and 4th of July. And then if your team wins the Super Bowl,
yes,
the only time you're allowed to have a parade.
Yes.
No. Like, I don't agree with any of those. There's two times to have a parade. There's the Rose Bowl parade and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. All other parades can end.
No, Thanksgiving doesn't deserve a parade.
You know, like the Bucks when they beat the Eagles during the NFC Championship game and then we won in 2002. Like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like you guys? Yeah. You guys, Dutch, you brought it up.
That wasn't a veiled attempt to have you take a shot at my team, asshole.
I am a fucking hateful person, right? Like, look at me. I'm wearing a Hail Satan shirt, for God's sake.
Dutch, to be fair, you're an Eagles fan, and your team has a history. Your team has a...
Suck it.
Your team... No, yeah, you're right, but your team has a history of throwing batteries at Santa Claus, so why don't we come... Don't take the moral high ground.
Take the moral high ground. You just squeezed it in there for absolutely no reason, Royce. I'm not going to have you.
Up until this year, your best player was Mark Wahlberg. So I don't want to fucking hear
it. I'm not on my high horse. He's the one who came after me.
He wore a cape.
Getting ridiculous. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it from either of you two.
Fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Guys, I realize it. This is the worst candy ever invented. Licorice black tasting licorice. Things. Black licorice or African American licorice.
Oh, I disagree. I like licorice. Maybe because I'm a fan of black licorice because that's considered a delicacy with Dutch people because we don't like things that are sweet or taste good.
Yeah, and also you were slave drivers, and it reminds you.
I have a taste for it. So
also, you guys were slave drivers, and it reminds you of the whips you used to use to bring slaves here.
The Uber of the slave trade. That's all we were.
You were the Uber.
We had these big old merchantmans that came across, and whatever.
Here's the difference: no one ever chains somebody up and throws them in the back of my Uber. People do it voluntarily.
We just transported them from one slave owner to the next.
That doesn't make it any better.
You don't think there was a? You don't think Hispanics have enslaved people? I mean, dude,
I'm 100% sure.
Your fucking grandfathers. Let's be honest here.
We used to. Oh, and Justin goes a Veterans Day parade. Okay, those are good. FIFA World Cup. What about Super Bowl parades? Like, if your team wins, they should have a parade, right?
Here's the beef. Did I not just say that? Everybody else is on the show. Was that not my third caveat?
Oh, yeah, but, no, I heard that.
You know what's great, Dutch?
Now wow, did you beat that?
Now we're even. Now we're even.
You beat that one good. Not even. That's two beefs on you.
No, you did the first one the first hour.
What did I do?
Guys, do I also thought of a scheme, if you will.
The sex virtual reality thing.
To get out of buying Halloween candy. So, you know the families that don't have children and they go out on Halloween?
The smart ones.
Instead of staying at home to pass out candy to other children?
Yeah. Right, the people with lives.
Or Kyle, in your family example, not being able to celebrate it at all.
You guys had to hide when they knocked on the door, right, Kyle? You had to hide?
You know how the...
Yeah, that's what I did as a child.
You know how there's some families that just leave a bowl of candy out for the honor system with a sign that says, please take one?
That never works!
What if, and this is my scheme...
And this is a big if.
You just set out an empty bowl with a sign that says, please take one, and then that's it.
Oh, that's brilliant! Because they'll think all of it's already been taken!
Genius.
Could you get away with that every year, you think?
What if you put an empty bowl out and you had a sign that says give a candy, take a candy, kind of like how they have on the convenience stores for pennies?
Oh, here's another thing you could do.
If you get more candy at the end of the night.
Here's another thing you could do. Here's another life hack for Halloween. Become a registered sex offender. Then you're not allowed to Halloween. You're not allowed to Halloween then.
I would say turn the lights off first, but that's a good second option.
I wanted to do a sex offenders parade. The problem is there's schools everywhere, and there's no way to make a long marching.
Yeah, that pattern.
They had to reroute that whole thing.
It kept cutting through bad neighborhoods.
It's only supposed to be 1 mile, ended up being 18 mile
18
long
and a half
route.
To cut away from all the schools and keep it legal. Legal beagle.
Ooh, here's another terrible candy. Remember the individual packages of Double Bubble?
Oh,
the pink bubble gum. Why do you like bad things?
Bazooka Joe could suck my cock.
Yeah, Bazooka Joe, you don't like shitty gum?
No. Look in the chat room. Look at the chat room. That specific brand of bubble gum. I'm not talking about all bubble gum.
Yeah, Double Bubble, yes.
Double Bubble. Yeah,
Double Bubble specifically.
Maybe because I grew up playing baseball, and then in our dugouts when in Little League, we always had like a whole tub of that.
Hey,
I don't know. It just reminds me of
Bubble.
I'll throw down some Big League Chew. I like Big League Chew.
Yeah, it's the same stuff.
No, but Big League Chew starts out soft, where Bazooka Gum, it starts out like a rare gemstone that you have to bite into.
And they shred it purposely to make kids want to have, you know, a chewing tobacco when they get older.
Yeah, that really what it was. Because, man, dude, remember, it wasn't that long ago when baseball players were using Chew. They don't anymore, but.
Yeah, they outlawed it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they don't.
They just have steroids.
That's fucking way better.
I was going to say, how about you, focus on that, not if a guy has a nicotine addiction or not.
That's a good point. I don't know. I'm on the mindset of just let them do whatever they want. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you just let them do whatever they want, I would be excited for baseball again. Like, if you just had people knocking the ball 700 feet.
Just start like allowing genetic engineering, like cybernetics.
Not even
just have like a cyborg
robot
Olympics.
Robot arms.
Listen, I am
like the all steroid Olympics. Is that what you want?
No, not even. Not even allow.
Yes, but also with like robots.
No, but allow athlete to do whatever drug of choice that they want. So like one athlete could just do a bunch of coke and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, it's not limited to steroids. It's everything.
Any drug.
Marie, they already did that, and that's how the Mets won back in 1986.
But if you open
Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden.
But if you open
Daryl Strawberry was in the outfield with a cigarette and white and powder under his nose.
But what?
The only reason that Doc Gooden was because of cocaine, as well as Daryl Strawberry. Even I know that, and I don't even like baseball.
Listen,
so.
The beauty of it is opening it up for any kind of experimentation. So you could combine doping with steroids with cocaine.
Oh, there you go. Maul just posted Sweet Tarts. That's the worst.
No, I like Sweet Tarts.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You hate them.
No,
it's not as bad as bad. Like black licorice. Black licorice. African American licorice is the worst. I'm sorry.
I will partake
Sweet Tarts is the worst.
I will partake in any candy that is fruit flavored and then soured on top of it.
No. You're not. Wait, what am I thinking of? The little ones that come, you get them on Valentine's Day, and it's like little rolls, similar to like the Necco wafers.
You're thinking of the candied heart.
Oh, those things fucking blow.
No. Not Smarties. No. Smarties? Smarties.
No.
Those are the ones I hate. Not Sweet Tarts. Sorry.
Oh, I like Smarties.
Smarties aren't that bad. They're not that bad.
Yeah, Smarties and Sweet Tarts are very
similar.
I'm
fucking nerds all day. Nerds are amazing.
Nerds are
bad. Like, Smarties are like mid to lower level candies. Now, the best candies, obviously, are Snickers. I mean, I'm sorry. That's all there is to
it. I agree. I love Snickers. That's like my fucking jam.
My favorite, Starburst. One of my favorite ones, chocolate-wise, is the 100 Grant. It's a very undervalued candy bar.
What?
Kit Kat?
Kit Kats are also great. 100 Grant.
Reese's all day. Come on.
Oh, I love Reese's, too. Don't get me. Hey, Dutch. Reese's is my top three, man. Especially Reese's Minis. Like, you just keep tossing them down.
Reese's Pieces. I will blow a load in Reese's Pieces.
Well, no. Reese's Pieces. All right. Reese's Cups, like the little cups, or Reese's
the little. Pieces, I like the little
matter,
cups.
I want
like,
it in my face. It doesn't matter how the delivery system is. I'll take all
no,
of them.
No, because Reese's Pieces don't have chocolate in them, but the Reese's
cups
do. Well,
the candy's chocolate.
No, it's not. I looked it up.
It's not?
Yeah, we had this whole fight with John once because John can't eat chocolate, and I'm saying, why are you eating Reese's Pieces?
Candy's dead.
So this is like 6 years ago when Ryan was still on the show. So then John literally.
Oh, speaking of, he just signed.
Oh, God, this is perfect. This is great. Hey, John.
Hold on. I have to get him
on. Dude.
I have to get him on.
Wait till you hear this story. And he's so angry. Okay, check this out.
While he gets on, has anyone had a Zero Bar before?
Because Zero Bars are amazing.
Zero Bar, I think you know how when somebody just first does drugs and their pupils dilate immediately when they bite into it? That's what happened to me when I first bit into a Zero Bar.
John.
What's up, buddy?
Okay. I was about to tell the story because I was telling them that Reese's Pieces don't have chocolate. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, yeah, they do. I'm like, no, I promise you they don't because John called them. You want to tell that story? Okay, go ahead.
So I don't know how the conversation first started.
It was on the air.
It was back when Royce and his family had an air conditioning company and Ryan was actually a human being. And he brought up the fact because they couldn't get over the fact that I didn't like chocolate, but they saw me eating, you know, like I had a bag because I came back from doing permit running. I had a small little bag of Reese's Pieces, and then Ryan just goes, John, you know there's chocolate in that, and I'm like, no, there isn't, and I told him like, you know, like no, there's no chocolate here. It's just, you know, if you look at the ingredients, it's peanut butter
in a candy shell.
A candy shell. So in Ryan's knowledge, candy meant chocolate, I guess. To the point that, like,
have this argument on the air?
Yes, and hold on. Then John called the Hershey Corporation.
Well, no. It gets better because then we go out to the bank for whatever reason, and I ask, we're still having this argument, and I explained to him even more, like, he's like, you know, because I liked Reese's Pieces. And it was one of those things that I always had Reese's Pieces. And then the Easter Bunny, when we went to go to the mall, Easter Bunny gave me, you know, like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
After he touched me, the Easter Bunny tricked me.
So I rolled down the window, a random guy that's walking. It's like those man on the street things. I go, hey, sir, Reese's Pieces, is there chocolate? And he goes, Reese's Pieces? Yeah, man, those things are filled with chocolate. And like Ryan just goes, see, I told you. I'm like, he doesn't know anything. So.
I love it.
If he would have agreed with you, you would have went with that. That's
wait
the worst.
Even if he would have agreed with me, then Ryan would have said the exact same thing. Like,
guys,
that guy don't know shit.
John, pause. Pause. It was better than that. We were dying laughing because of what you didn't say it right. Ryan rolled up, or was it you or was it Ryan? One of you that was still debating it rolls up the window and goes, what does that old man know?
Yeah,
that was John said, what does that old man know? If we're going to tell the story.
How'd you ask in the first place? He looked like he was knowledgeable.
Anywhoosie. No, I just asked a random guy on the street. Like, anyways, so then to the point that like we get back to the office, and I'm searching. I am digging. I'm looking for Hershey Pencil. I'm looking for the Reese's company, you know, like their phone number. I get their phone number.
He looks like he's on an episode of 24. The way he's just typing, trying to get in contact with them.
So then I get on the phone with them and I ask them, I go, excuse me, ma'am. Okay. You know, one of your products, Reese's Pieces, not the cups, Reese's Pieces. Is there chocolate in the Reese's Pieces? And the lady who works, like I could have easily have gone to fucking Willy Wonka and talked to one of his Oompa Loompas. There is no chocolate in Reese's Pieces.
Did you do the drop the mic moment and go in your face, Ryan, or how did it happen?
It was one of those things because I had it on first. I had it on the phone and then I put it on speaker. I go, ma'am, keep someone listening. I go, Ryan, yeah, keep coming here for a second. And he comes like schlepping in, and I was like, ma'am, can you please explain to my friend what you just told me. Reese's Pieces do not have chocolate in them, sir. Thank you. Hung up.
Ryan, scab somebody!
And that still wasn't good enough for Ryan. I was like, I just spoke to Hershey, Pennsylvania. I spoke to the
Jonathan. You spoke to the entire town.
The entire town he spoke to.
Of Hershey, Pennsylvania.
He spoke to Seymour Hershey of the Hershey Company. Well, my grandpappy been running Hershey candies.
Seymour is a great old person, man.
I learned more about Reese's Pieces because apparently they came up. The process to make to keep the peanut butter in the shell is called pinucha, which is a form of fudge. And then Ryan's like, a form of fudge. What is fudge? Chocolate. I win.
Listen
like,
to this. Man. These guys fought for a while.
You two pig-headed idiots. Here's the thing. I'm not shocked by that. The fact that this argument went on the way it did.
Days.
No chocolate in Reese's Pieces.
No, you're right. It's just I'm just marveled that you two are that fucking stupid and stubborn that's the thing you guys get mad about.
Well, remember they worked in the same. This was back when all of original Hippo Juice worked in the same office,
and when Ryan was completely atheist.
I get it. Let's stop beating him up, though. He's not here to defend himself. Sorry. Let's leave it. Come on.
Sorry, I just walked in. I took a pre-workout, so I'm a little wired. Yeah, that's exactly how my insides are right now.
Ryan sucks.
Okay. Well, I got a fun little article here to move on. So now that we've answered the racist question.
A farticle,
you're right. From lesbian to being a Christian, a wonderful testimony of a great transformation. What video, Marie, are we talking about?
Down at the bottom.
Oh, here it is.
The whole thing.
From Christian to lesbian. Oh, I have a video. Ooh.
When
from Christian to lesbian, other way just
here comes
like
somebody
that.
Who's brave. What image comes to mind? Most likely, it's probably somebody beefy and muscular, like some beefy and muscular
pause.
People.
What's going on?
What the hell is this guy doing?
Who is this? And what's?
I don't know.
Making me angry.
It's okay. I don't know.
Shut up. I watched the video prior to this episode. This is a pastor that's not dressed in pastor's clothes.
Yeah, he's relating to the kids.
He's relating to the people on the street.
Yeah, he's like just one of us. He's like a Joe Blow.
He's about to introduce this wonderful girl that realized she's not a lesbian. She's a child of God.
By the way,
I'm sorry, I apologize. So in the back it said wrecked radio. Is that what that said? I didn't catch it.
Which is a Jesus thing also. It's all Jesus.
Oh, Maul knows
who this
is. He
sounds like Michael Scott from The Office.
Who is it?
You didn't really set it up because I didn't know if this was supposed to be like a news organization, but you're saying, okay, this is like an online video from some sort of popular church.
So Maul says in the chat, this is Todd Firel.
Todd Firel is a
Firel
pastor.
Viral the Viral?
He's a pastor, yeah, definitely.
Todd Farrell.
For real?
No, that was a radio.
For real.
Remember that guy? All right, let's go ahead and play it.
Maybe it's somebody who is a war hero. Maybe it's somebody who jumped in front of a train to save somebody else's life.
He looks like he should be wearing a suit that has a bunch of question marks on it, telling me about government funds that I could get. You know what I mean?
I love that guy.
I grant you, those people are heroic, but sometimes heroism comes in packages you just would not expect.
Does heroin?
I was always a really rebellious kid.
I acted up all the time
at school with family. I partied a lot. When I was 15, I started dating girls.
Scissor me timbers.
And continued to be in that lifestyle for the next 7 years.
And it was wonderful.
Is it possible that maybe she was just always bisexual?
A little bi curious.
All right. Well, let's see her transformation.
I had a lot of people
Autobot
speak out to me. But
she was like full on Butch Dyke at one point, huh?
In April, some women that I work with started up a Bible study, and I work with an aunt, and she came to me and asked me if I would have been.
She looks like someone that would say aunt and not aunt.
And I didn't want to make her have to tell them no.
Exactly. Exhibit A, Philly's hat.
Her niece wasn't going to do it.
She's from the South.
No, I just meant stupid people.
Oh.
But told myself
Todd said that like an old lady. Well, that was just ill-mannered.
Rude.
That was ill-mannered.
Well, dare you. Never.
Let's go back to Todd Farrelly's.
All right, let's try to get to her.
Okay. her niece
she smells like
it.
Fish.
And so I agreed to go. But told myself initially that the second someone said anything about my lifestyle, that I would leave and I would be done with it. I was at home reading our book, and it was talking about picking and choosing.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
I love when your board goes into robot mode.
I know. When it's
remix.
Different religions, like different parts of it, and combining those and making it your religion. And it hit me that that's exactly what I was doing. First thing I did, like they were going to change somehow, was search for the verses on homosexuality.
Vagina is cold.
And where I could bend them before.
I love the organs behind this, by the way. The organ music behind this whole interview.
And I did. Arguing against people. Making them sound less concrete. I couldn't.
She sounds really sad. Polite. Like, I'm never going to join a religion that they're that sad that they were wrong.
This is what they meant.
It's like she has this whole, like, I miss Box. I really miss Box.
They took her into a room and they beat her into submission. You're going to love Jesus. No, you're going to love Jesus.
Emotionally, they did. They basically convinced her that her sexual preference is a sin.
They broke her. Dude, it's funny because this reminds me. I was listening to this Radiolab thing, which is really cool. They do these documentaries. It's a podcast. And I was listening to it, and they were talking about this girl who wasn't recognized as a person in the United States because she grew up in one of these really religious sects where they kept to themselves. When she was born at the home, she never went to the hospital, she never went to the doctor, she had no medical records. So when she finally at 18 left, she tried to get her social security. Nobody would give it to her because the rules are you had that all these paperworks, and so basically there's people that live like that. They believe in religion so much that they just will destroy people's minds, you know.
Wow.
It's really crazy. But, yeah, let's finish playing it.
And he gave me mercy anyway.
Oh, God.
So now I'm talking to as many people as I can, contact friends, the ones that are still, you know, accepting phone calls. And I'm going to school to be a biblical counselor.
Ugh.
Now, guys, a biblical counselor, does that sound like a job that's going to pay the bills?
I think they're going to pay them in Hail Marys.
How is there, like, what school do you go to become a biblical counselor?
Notre Dame,
fair enough.
Notre Dame.
Texas.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Texas Christian.
Texas Christian.
BYU.
So I can help other people. He saved me from more than just me. I'm not going to waste any of that. So I'm going to let him get the most glory for it. Bye. Talking to his man.
I'm going to tell you something. Once she leaves her house and she becomes an adult, she is going to go back and she's going to go on the rampant lesbian fucking sexcapade, because she is clearly what she likes, you know. And what happened was probably her family said they were going to disown her, because all you're hearing is the Jesus part, not the you will not live in my house part, you know.
Exactly. How old is this broad?
And she asked her 16. Aunt, which means like the aunt maybe like – mm-hmm. Either a Bible thumper or like the parents didn't accept her, but the aunt's like, all right, it's not my kid, but she's part of, you know, like my bloodline. So I guess I'll, you know, like lend a hand.
Hold on. I'm sorry, John. How old again?
16. Yeah.
So this preacher guy decided to make this huge big video off a girl who was 16 years old, who for a couple of years thought she was gay, or maybe she is gay. It doesn't matter.
7 years.
This isn't like, you know, a lifetime of what they would consider sin and then coming back to Jesus. She maybe, you know, kissed a few girls and I liked it.
Like a summer of love or something.
You know, I hope her boyfriend doesn't mind it.
Ha.
Thank you. That's what that deserved.
I couldn't remember. I was going to tag that, but I couldn't remember the next lines.
Her lips taste like cherry chapstick.
Whatever.
And he is better than any sin. And he is enough.
She doesn't believe her. This is sad because Marie pointed out she looks sad.
Very sad.
It sounds like she's reading off of a cue card, too.
Not really. But it's...
Well, you know,
fucked up thing.
It's not that messed up. But first off, no need to curse. I come on this show to spread the word of the Lord. And you guys start...
Oh, shit, Pastor Royce!
You guys start cursing at me. I don't like it.
I want to try to find, you know what I was just thinking, Pastor Royce, I apologize. that organ music that your friend Royce was obsessed with earlier, I'm thinking we should have that in the background whenever you come on. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think I got it. I got it for Pastor Royce.
There we go.
Emphasis on the word come.
Hey, Ramcat!
What's up, baby?
So sometimes what you got to do, you guys are getting distracted. I'm trying to preach. So sometimes what you got to do is you got to convert them. And here's what I do. If there's a young man of legal age who thinks that he is a homosexual, what I do is that I penetrate him anally 17 times.
Whoa. Jesus.
And then I ask them, do you like that? And then it shocks his system into becoming straight. Because what I do is I use no lube. I go in as a good Lord intended. And
I thought the good Lord intended not to penetrate boys' butts.
Praise Jesus.
The good Lord, you could use anything as a tool. Anything is a tool to convert people.
I was going to say, what do you actually penetrate him with? Are you using like some sort of a holy instrument or?
Well, that's a funny thing you brought that up because that's what I call my devil's region. I call it a holy instrument.
Oh,
and what I do is
wait. So you all, you just referred to it as a devil region, but you also referred to it as a
Pastor Royce. I have a question. What if they're under the age of 18 and they still have the same afflictions that you're talking about? What do you do then?
Well, here's what I do is I don't talk about it on national radio, but I have this camp that's called Pray the Gay Away. Parentheses, you better not tell anybody, you'll get in trouble too, close parentheses. That's the name of the camp. That's the name of the camp.
Wait, let me guess. Is there a non-disclosure agreement that everyone has to sign before they join this camp?
It's only 4 to 5 pages long. It's your standard non-disclosure. Oh,
okay.
Standard.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just wanted to ask.
Actually, Michael Jackson's attorney helped me write it. It's very thorough. So back to what I do. In this camp, I bring the kids, and what I do is they all sleep in the same room. But that way, so there's no gangs forming. I made them sleep in tidy whities, church issue tidy whities, and the boys are in there. We don't turn the air conditioning on because that's lust of the flesh, and they get warm and they just sweat all over their bodies, right? And I go in there, and I go, "You want to be gay, boy? Let's see how gay you want to be." And I take my holy instrument. And I give them divinity over and over and over and over again. And this is great. Wow. This works out wonderfully.
What's the success rate from the divinity?
Yeah, I was going to say, how well does this work?
100% of them are not allowed to talk about it. So, 100% are not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, Lord.
But it's all right. It works out well. I love the camp. I'm there for 3 months, and it's great because I leave Gertrude at home. I made this. My wife Gertrude stays at home, and what I do is I leave this big hamster water thing to feed her.
I was going to say because she doesn't have any arms or legs, or just legs.
She has arms. She has no legs. God bless her.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
She lost it to diabetes.
It's hard to get water.
We learned some new things.
Hard to get water.
Yeah, so she reaches up for it, and she's fine. So I go and I convert these kids, all of them. And I'll tell you what, I have a 100% success rate.
100% don't talk about it. Yeah,
100% of them do not talk about it because they are not legally allowed to. Not legally allowed to. Wow. Now, I am very happy that my friend here, my pastor friend. His name slips me at the moment. Farrell? I believe his name is Farrell.
Rel? Wait.
I believe that's his name.
I actually forgot.
Rel?
He's doing the right thing. What you want to do, it says in the Bible, the most compassionate thing, when someone is struggling with their sexuality, you want to shame them as hard as you can.
Oh.
Shame them, make fun of them, bring them down, because that is how new things are formed. A snake.
Do you shame him through the back door, Pastor Royce?
Again, 45-page non-disclosure agreement. So the skin, it's like shedding the skin. They shed the skin of homosexuality, and then they make love to women after they get married.
Are you friends with this Pastor Friel or whatever his name is?
Actually, we go golfing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do all the time.
Okay, can we hear a little bit more of what he says and see if you agree with any of it?
Absolutely. I would. Can someone play that for me? That would be great.
Yeah, let Royce do it.
Why did God make Emily Satterfield? Why did she struggle with those desires? Well, we live in a fallen world. We're all broken in our own ways.
Jesus.
And God is willing to save any and all of us who come to him in repentance and faith so that he can be glorified saving Emily Satterfield. And
he sounds like he has voice modulation.
Mr.
And a little bit softer now. And a little bit softer now.
Lou? Lou, you will like it. You'll get nothing and like it.
Or you know,
does he sound like what's his face in Caddyshack?
He does.
Spalding.
He also
you'll get nothing and like it.
He also kind of sounds and walks like Herman Munster.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile. But his shorts aren't too tight in the seats.
Okay,
okay, Poopy. Go ahead, play it. Hold on. See if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Saving you. That is why I would like to encourage you, if you happen to be
Emily, I don't want to be a dickhead. Please back it up to the point where he made the word you a three-syllable word. You.
There we go.
God is willing to save any and all who come to him in repentance and faith so that he can be glorified for saving Emily Satterfield and even for saving you. That is why I would like to
sounds like Reverend Lovejoy.
Jerk off.
It's In the Garden of Eden by I, Ron Butterfly. Yes.
It's too hard to relate. Number one, it's the first thing.
Does he have a pretty big church? Like, how popular is
he? I don't know, but he has a pretty big head.
Look at that fucking studio, though, man. Rob money from the patrons of that church.
This has 158,000 views.
Satterfield, perhaps you struggle with homosexuality. Perhaps you actually struggle with something you would consider to be worse. Perhaps you actually think, oh, if only I only had homosexual desires. Maybe it's for little children.
Whoa, curveball!
That this is the biggest problem I have with anybody in religion, is that they associate homosexuality with pedophilia, and it's really bothersome.
What the fuck? There's a
That's called diversion, because all the Catholic priests that have been convicted over the last not even convicted, they've just been moved around from parish to parish whenever
they see Catholic
fucking
because
kids. So.
Catholics and Protestants don't, that you know, they really like to separate themselves from each other.
To be fair, that screen cap that Royce just moved away from was the perfect I'm talking about pedophilia face ever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know we back up a lot, and we're supposed to be getting out of here in a second, but I just want to hear his lead up and how he was able to equate one with the other. And then can we hear his explanation right after that?
Yeah. Here we go.
Perhaps you actually struggle with something that you would consider to be worse. Perhaps you actually think, oh, if only I only had homosexual desires. Maybe it's for little children. Maybe it's for animals. And
fuck
you,
you know what? This guy, fuck him. No.
For animals!
Keep going. Hold on. I want to see how he wraps this up.
No, I know. It's just really difficult because he's so aggravated.
Dude, he's crashing into the guardrails, man.
All right, let's go. Let's see.
No way that God can forgive me. If you have ever attended church and you have been given the impression that Jesus didn't die for each and every stripe of sinner, no matter what it is, no matter what level of perceived depravity, then I'm sorry, because you did not hear the glorious good news of the gospel, which says Jesus saves sinners. In fact,
that is correct. And some people forget all the gospels. The gospel, I tell my wife all the time, when she mixes two cloths together, I am allowed to stone her. It is in the Old Testament. I'm going to follow the Bible to the letter of the law.
That actually was.
It was.
Oh, Christians are so stupid.
Jesus saves really bad sinners. How do I know? Because Paul called him.
Because I used to fuck animals and kids.
Right. here's the one credit I'll give this idiot, is that he's doing the whole thing of like, doesn't matter how bad you are, you can still, you know, that, you know, it, he's doing the whole hopeful type of preaching. Whereas other types of churches would be like, nah, if you fuck an animal or touch a kid, you're basically, you're dead to the world. So his message, as stupid as it is positive.
Maul says he's got a good following. No, he's against mega churches. I'll give him credit. He looks down on those mega churches.
But like, how is what he doing sinners really was
actually
different?
Involved?
What was that, Kyle?
How is what he doing really any different? I mean, like, it's obviously he has a budget. Obviously, he's reaching a ton of people.
Yeah, it's a good point. What's it? Yeah, and he takes donations, I'm sure.
And I guarantee you, there's advertisements on this video.
If you go to his website, he has a legit website. He's a really good. Murray, is this a good website?
It's a pretty good website.
It's a good design.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's good.
How
is this any different than a megachurch?
He doesn't have a megachurch. He does have Drunken Spirit, a DVD for $14, a summer bundle, another CD for $15.
Or you can get the summer deluxe bundle for $49.
Only $49.
That's not bad.
Is that all?
Oh, is your child a digital heroin addict? What is digital heroin?
What the hell is that? Is that like
I want to know what digital heroin is.
It's basically heroin. I have the answer for you. It's heroin that you insert into yourself digitally, Ed, and by that I mean like with your digits.
Download the heroin.
No, with your own digits. So basically, instead of smoking or snorting it, you do it the faster and what I like to call the more fun way, and you
shove it up your ass.
Well, basically, yeah. I wasn't going to be that crude with my language, but yeah, basically.
The Big Bang Theory on CBS. You can catch it whenever the fuck it's showing shit. So.
6 days a week.
Gotta see any emails that might have come in. What is it about this thing?
What is up with the way he's talking?
He's all over the place, man.
Okay, so he preaches against technology. All right.
Yes, he is against. The guy is fucking crazy.
So why is he on YouTube?
Yeah, why does he have all those flash screen TVs?
That's a good point. He has a lot too much good technology to be shitting on it.
Like, you realize the same technologies.
You have a guy who's operating a walk camera that's steady.
Yeah.
Or you probably have one of those type of shoulder mounts that has the gyroscope. So he's sitting there. He's constantly walking throughout this. Yeah. What is he doing shit from technology?
I'm saying he's full of shit.
Yeah. Can we investigate this guy next week?
Yeah, we should.
I love this guy.
Oh, he's amazing. All right, you know what? Yeah, we gotta end. We'll definitely do more of him next week. But yeah, now it's about time to wrap it up. So let me pull that up here.
Pepsi invites you.
Hold on, guys. There's a commercial first.
Oh, great.
Why don't you have downloaded yet?
Whoa. Pepsi? Nah, I can't keep you in that. Yeah, he has to be a Coke guy.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the Cousin Show. Download the Real Thing podcast.
On More Like Radio.
Follow the Real Thing on Facebook.
That's right. It's the Real Thing. THERELTHINGMLR on Facebook and Twitter. Show me something. If you like it, listen and follow us, fuckers. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, woo! Kyle, thank you for joining us, my friend. Look forward to being here next week. Your open invite. Any other plugs? I think that's about it. All right, guys, we're the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening.